You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. 22 hotly contested cabins have been approved at Grand Targhee Resort, but the vote nearly split Teton County commissioners after months of back and forth over them. The issue has pitted Wyoming and Idaho officials against each other this spring and winter. The resort is in Wyoming, but access is through Idaho, where residents have raised concerns about how construction will impact the region and posed questions about the potential for increasing wildfire risk. It's all part of a years-old master plan for beefing up the resort, which has led to spicy debate between officials in the two states and developers. The new cabins are just the first phase, with more renovations planned. According to the Jackson Hole News and Guide, Targhee developers have offered to pay Idaho a lump sum of $100,000 to help mitigate impacts. The EPA's latest proposal is getting pushback from the fossil fuel industry. Eric Galatis has more.
The EPA's proposal to cut pollution from power plants by 90% by 2040 is the most ambitious in over a decade. But critics, including the National Mining Association, have called the move an onslaught designed to shut down coal-fired power plants. Rob Joyce with the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter says the new standards would work in tandem with recent legislation passed by Congress meant to support the communities and workers that fueled the nation in the 20th century as they transition to a clean energy economy.
So it's important for places like Wyoming to really look at things like the Inflation Reduction Act and what opportunities there are in there for our communities to get the support that we all need to figure out how we're going to make this transition work.
Previous efforts to rein in pollution from power plants under the Obama administration were blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015 and then rolled back under the Trump administration. The new standards are also expected to end up in court. I'm Eric Galatis.
399 has left her winter den with another cub in tow, and that makes this 27-year-old the oldest known grizzly bear in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, according to biologists in the area. Current data shows that female grizzlies in the region have just a 9% chance of making it to 27, so having a cub at that age is exceptionally rare. Grand Teton National Park Superintendent Chip Jenkins calls 399 an ambassador for bear safety. Those that see a bear in their cars are reminded to pull over, keep a good distance from wildlife, and adhere to park rangers' enclosure signs. If you're in the backcountry, it's best to secure any potential attractants, hiking groups, and carry bear spray. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.